This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and so do I. It never has mattered who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Tuesday, November the 19th of 2024, day 324th of the year, and only 42 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Yep, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, doing the things that we get to do with them, and, you know, doing the stuff that we get to do on this side of the channel as well. So don't worry about any of that stuff, because we will cover a little bit of everything today, because that is kind of what we do around here. So if you're new to the show, here's what we talk about. We talk about safety in the news and safety. If you've been here before, well, you kind of know how the rigmarole goes. Yeah, the rigmarole of the stuff that we talk about and do around here. So don't worry about that stuff. So that's what we do. Safety in the news. If you want to get involved, call in radio.com will be the best way of doing so. That's the easiest, the most beneficial, the way to crack the case. Yes, Ace, crack the case. So there you go. Some stuff always going on. So our show consists of a 3-hour show, but we only do 1 hour where we actually do it on this little thing. Outside of that, everything else, you know, you can get involved with. Callinradio.com will take you into our messaging, texting, and video messaging, all available in one shot if you want to do it in that particular versionality. Outside of that, well, we bring in some professional broadcasters. They talk and they do the things that they do, and we get to hang out and look around and do all the stuff together. So don't worry about any of that, because that's kind of the way that the whole aspects goes, the whole world of it goes. So there you go. Yep. Audio, video, and text messaging is what's available to you. And then the other part that I think about all the time is that it's our radio show that goes into a podcast network that we also video broadcast for the first hour. And if you have one of those live podcatchers, well, it will allow you to do something that it's not normal, where the podcatcher will actually play everything in real time for you. So it makes it a little bit interesting, just to say the least. So there you go. A lot of stuff, little time, and there's how it's the whole thing goes. Anyways, let's start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because that's important. Seriously, what was trending?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the end of the end, to go something like this. A survey sheds light on. Are you ready? On American media habits and the budget airline files bankruptcy. We'll talk about that. Also, did he get raided again? And Liam Payne will be laid to rest this week. We'll talk about some of that. Also, Beyonce will perform at one of the NFL Christmas games. This is on Christmas Day. And Timothy Chalamet didn't hold back on when playing Bob Dylan. We'll talk about that in just a bit in regards to details of casting call. Also, investigators pursue crooks in a major robbery at Windsor. Details, and we'll talk about that in the Royals. By the way, you know, we've talked about this a little bit, but this should be the last full week of work. You know what I'm talking about? Where you're doing everything if you're here in the U.S. before we get into the holidays. So yeah, next week will be interesting. We'll play it closer to the chest as we get there and figure out what the hell we're doing. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are talking. But anyways, with that being said, I have some professional broadcasters waiting from feature story news that want to talk to you a little bit about what the hell's going on. So if you give me just one moment, we'll get them all set up for you you can listen to what the hell's going on with the headlines and stuff. Because that's important for you to have something to talk about. You know, some people always go, why is there so much news? We need something to start talking about before we start throwing down some of the smackdown when it comes to some of the stuff that we talk about safety. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, let's go ahead and get you into the news right now, because that seems to be important.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. A Hong Kong court has sentenced 45 former politicians and pro-democracy activists in a mass subversion trial. Three judges handed down jail terms of up to 10 years in Hong Kong's largest national security case. Laura Westbrook reports from the court.
Many have spent the past 3 years behind bars. They planned an unofficial primary in July 2020 to pick candidates for the election scheduled in September that year. They were accused of trying to paralyze the government and force then-leader Carrie Lam to resign by seizing a majority in the Legislative Council and using it to block government budgets. The judges had ruled that the scheme would have created a constitutional crisis if it had been carried out. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The Russia-Ukraine conflict is into its 1,000th day. Moscow is warning the use of U.S. long-range missiles by Kyiv would force what it calls an appropriate and tangible response. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged $4 billion for the world's poorest countries. The announcement came after Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva launched a global alliance to fight hunger and poverty at the G20 meeting of the world's leading economies in Rio de Janeiro, from where Kate Fisher reports.
Joe Biden's pledge of $4 billion to help fight global hunger, supporting the Brazilian leader's new global alliance that he's launched as part of his country's presidency of the G20. But there was less consensus among members over other issues like climate finance and Russia's war in Ukraine. And overshadowing all of this is the specter of the new US President Donald Trump. None of these countries are quite sure what will happen once he takes office again in January.
Thousands of farmers are descending on London to protest against the government's changes to tax rules for farms. Farmers say more will have to pay inheritance tax and that many UK family farms may not survive. The government insists the vast majority of farmers won't be affected and says it isn't backing down. Farmer Harry Middleditch says that's wrong.
It's going to affect us all. That's one of the sides that's angered the industry, where Treasury has got the figures totally wrong. Yeah, we need to stand united together. And it's not just purely on my behalf that why I'm going, because of the budget. The budget for me, was the last nail in the coffin. It's just an ongoing side of it, and we're just being squeezed by the supermarkets even harder.
Government Minister Dame Diana Johnson's playing down fears of food shortages while pointing to contingency plans if needed.
Those plans are there. They are worked on constantly. National security is obviously one of the most important things that any government has to be prepared for. And those contingency measures, if needed, are there.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the furious reaction from Trump insiders over reports that President Joe Biden has given Ukraine the go-ahead to use US-supplied long-range ATACMS missiles to their full capacity. Up until now, the Ukrainians have not been allowed to use those weapons to strike at targets on Russian soil, even though they have a sufficient range to strike at least 200 miles inside the country.
If it is true, it is one of the most egregiously irresponsible acts of any sitting president in modern times.
Sebastian Gorka advised President Trump during his first term in office and is tipped to return to the president's national security team in January.
The idea that we are 62 days away from the inauguration means that there should be no serious military strategic action taken short of an impending attack against U.S. forces. The idea that he is precipitating further destabilization of Eastern Europe 62 days from the inauguration of President Trump, it just boggles the mind.
Biden officials say the president's decision was designed to punish Russia for deploying troops from North Korea into the Ukrainian front lines. But many in Washington believe it was also driven by a desire to give Kyiv a military advantage before the Trump team is able to force President Volodymyr Zelensky into peace talks with the Kremlin. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, a Hong Kong court has sentenced 45 former politicians and pro-democracy activists in a mass subversion trial. The Russia-Ukraine conflict is into its 1,000th day. US President Joe Biden's pledged $4 billion for the world's poorest countries at the G20 summit in Rio, and thousands of farmers are descending on London to protest against the government's changes to tax rules for UK farms. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Mr. Safety Trainer, old, stale, and hacked.
Mr. Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and it's not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times
it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Let's start using cutting edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, there you go. 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out today, getting to do all the lovely stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's get into some of the new stuff, because I think that that is going to be importante for you. So take a listen to this real quick. An undersea communication cable linking Germany and Finland went offline this week, leaving both countries and the rest of Europe wondering what happened. Officials believe the cable was physically severed, but have not publicly announced how it happened. Though they're implicated Russia in a joint statement, the nation's foreign ministers said our European security is not only under the threat from Russia's war or of aggression and against the Ukraine, but also from a hybrid warfare by malicious actors. The company that manages that cable, which runs 730 miles between Hensky and we're going to butcher this. Well, some portion in Germany, let's just say it that way, said that all the fiber connections were cut. In a statement, the data company said these kind of breaks don't happen in these waters without outside impact. In the meantime, other cables routes that have kept internet traffic in Finland and Germany running. This is according to the BBC. The Johan Sverdrup oil field managed by Norway went offline on Monday after a power outage on shore. And British Airways experienced a massive IT failure on Monday, stranding tens of thousands of passengers across Europe. And the company's website and app also reportedly experienced outages. I don't think it gets much more clear than that. So there you go. What do you think? A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff for sure as we are talking, don't you think?
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
I mean, I'm just trying to point out what's obvious here. Don't get mad at me in regards of doing what I do in regards of talking about it. Because it's kind of strange. It's kind of a stranger anger one. No doubt there. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking. A recent study of 2,000 adults living in the U.S. found that only 1 in 5 plan to host friends and family for the first time ever in the holiday season. Commissioned by the Honey Baked Ham Company, they also found that 59% of respondents considered hosting a tradition of theirs, while additional 41% prefer creating new traditions. When it comes to food, most said that they have served traditional Thanksgiving meals with turkey as their main course, while 49% said that they prefer to eat ham. For as long as the perfect host, 7 in 10 think that keeping things informal is key, 73%, and think that the menu is important, and 60% want alternative food options to accommodate guests, according to the New York Post. So, I don't know. Are you accommodating, or do you look at it and you go, it's food, my friends, it's food, so let's do the thing, because that's going to be the important part. Or do you just say, I don't care? Like, I'll tell you where I live. There's a pretty popular, let's say, hotel that they do all kinds of food buffets that are available at several of their hotel chains here, so it's interesting to see. I think it's like $75 a person, which I think I was like, that's kind of high, but whatever. What do I know? I guess if you spend the whole day there, you probably are feasting quite well if you kind of give it a look in that particular matter. So let's talk about some other stuff, because I don't know what to talk about when it comes to certain things. But let's talk about what's going on with some airlines. So take a listen to this. In January, a federal judge blocked a proposed merger between Spirit Airlines and JetBlue, noting that it's ruling that the consolidation would lessen competition in an already tight air travel market. Now Spirit has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The airline intends to continue operations and restructure their debt during the proceedings. As part of the process, Spirit says it will restruct $1.64 billion in debt and cut $800 million. The company's reps say that the exact move, though, that the bankruptcy process should be quickly, according to Axios. So, if you can't join in regards of doing a merger because of what a court said, and then all of a sudden you run into this cluster, it gets kind of interesting. I mean, you have to look at it and go, what a weird thing. Because why is it that you can do it in one fashion in regards you can't merge, but filing for bankruptcy is fine because there's not enough alternatives? That gets kind of strange when you start thinking about it from the bigger scheme of things. So there you go. Anyways, a Beer Research survey shed some light on how Americans consume news. Traditional mainstream media outlets lose their influence. About 20% say that they get news from social media influencers. These influencers, who are specifically promote news into their audience, are concentrated on X, where 85% have profiles, and about half are on Instagram, and another 44% or on YouTube. Of these influencers, 27% identify as right wing or right leaning, 21% as right wing or as left leaning or left wing, and the rest let you figure out where their bent is. Nearly two-thirds of all news influencers are men, and more than three-fourths have no affiliation with a formal news agency. This is according to Pure Research. So let me ask a strange question here. Where do you get most of your news stuff? Do you go through traditional media sources? I'm just asking to understand better. I'm not asking for any other purposes. So I don't know. I mean, everybody does their own thing, of course, in regards to it. But then some people wonder, okay, well, I get all of my news stories from podcasting. I get it from podcast. And then I don't understand why everything seems to be so slanted in regards of all the marketing stuff that I get. You have to think about some of that stuff.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Okay, a piece of the Titanic memorabilia connected to the disaster has sold for a record $2 million. Captain Arthur Rushton's directed RMS to the site of the Titanic survivors where it scooped up 700 people in a lifeboat as the token of gratitude. Three widows of wealthy men who died in the disaster, including the late wife of business tycoon John Jacob Astor, gifted Roskin a 18-karat gold Tiffany Co. watch. The auction house facilitating the Roskin watch says that the anonymous American buyer now owns it. The watch includes an inscription that reads, "With the heartfelt gratitude and appreciation of the three survivors." In April, the pocket watch belonging to Astor, who was the wealthiest passenger on the Titanic and the one of the richest men in the world, sold for then a record $1.5 million. So give it a little bit of time and things change, it sounds like. That's for sure, as we are talking. So there you go. Some stuff to think about.
Duh.
Okay. So let's talk about some other stuff happening inside of the world here. Do you remember actor Paul Thiel? Well, he passed away on November the 15th after the battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, according to a statement from his partner. Thiel was mostly notable for the Warner Brothers drama series One Tree Hill. He was 35. Yeah, 35 at the time of his passing. Think about that real quick. 35. That's young. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, that's like super young, young. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. Some info for you as well. Okay, the Dow lost about 55 points to close at 43,389 on Monday. And the S&P increased by 23 points to close at 5,893. And the NASDAQ increased by 111 points to close at 18,791. West Texas Intermediate closed at $69 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $73 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.07 on Monday. And Bitcoin rebounded on Monday, up over 2% and trading around $92,000. Yeah, $92,000. Think about how Bitcoin has changed over the last few weeks. And tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $420 million jackpot or $191.7 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you definitely have the opportunity to do so. So there you go. Let's talk about some other news real quick. Sean Combs' jail cell was raided by federal agents who seized what his lawyers are calling privileged material, including notes about his forthcoming trial. His lawyer said Monday that the search and seizure violates his client's Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights and is demanding the hearing to get to the bottom of the whole ordeal. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. For some reason, a lot of things going on with Diddy in regards to this. You know, a lot of stuff. For some reason, a little here, a little there. Little song, little dance, Batman's head on a lance. You get the point here on what I'm trying to say. Seriously.
Duh.
Okay, so there you go. Also, Liam Bane will be laid to rest this week in his hometown. The Mirror reports, the contrary to the initial reporting, the funeral will be private and limited to those in his personal life, except for his manager, Roger Norris. According to Insiders, Norris is not welcome. He is currently under investigation for his role of Payne's passing for his last month's passing. So here's my question. Under investigation. So do you really think that this person should not go? I mean, they're being investigated does not necessarily mean that they will be told or will be found out that this person was involved with the whole process. So there's a lot of things to think about before you go, can't be here. You know, I'm just saying, there's something to think about. Just overall. In some other news, Stephen King is releasing a new thriller titled Never Flinch next year. The novel features intertwining storylines, one about a killer on a revenge mission and another about a vigilante stalking a feminist celebrity speaker. Several characters from the previous works appear in this book, as well as a slew of new faces. Never Flinch hits the shelves on May the 27th. So be on the lookout for that if you're interested. Also, speaking of King, the author announced on November that he was abandoning his X account and his 7 million plus followers, saying in his post that there is an atmosphere that has just become too toxic, as he is posting on competing platforms like Thread in the meantime. So there you go. Have you heard of this new platform that I keep on hearing about called Blue Sky? That people are leaving to go to that one. I'm not familiar with it. I'm just asking if you've heard of it and what's the difference, because I would love to understand what is the difference there between now, there, and whatever. So there you go. Take a listen to this on Monday's Morning Joe. MSNBC and Married co-host Joe and Mika said that they paid a visit to President-elect Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend. Before Trump won in 2016, the pair were frequent guests at the resort and friends with Trump. And in ensuing years, they became vocal critics. In closing weeks of this year's election, they openly compared Trump and his supporters to Nazis. Multiple White House insiders said that the morning show is essentially watching for President Joe Biden. Now that they want to communicate with Trump again, Joe and I realize it's time to do something different, and that starts with not only talking about Donald Trump, but talking to him. This is according to Mika and, Morning Joe, or Mika is how she says it, Mika. So there you go. So what do you think? That's definitely a turn of events. I mean, think about it. Last Trump election, a lot of people from MSNBC wanted nothing to do with him. Well, not Trump election, better let me rephrase that, back in 2016. And so I don't know. This is some interesting times. I mean, we're seeing a lot of weird shit going on after this political cycle. So it will be interesting to see what happens starting January the 20th. I mean, there's a lot of stuff already changing, and we're not even close yet. I mean, we're 60 days out or so, but it's going to be interesting once timeline hits. That is for sure. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we go ahead and get into our main story, because it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
So let me ask you a question, or two, or maybe three, maybe 14 or 15. But as you do the stuff that you do, where do you get information from in regards of some of the safety stuff that you do? Like, I'm being serious. Like, what do you look at and go, okay, this is the best probable cause in regards on how we should do things. This is the best way to get some information and so on. Because, listen, I will tell you, when you start off in some of this stuff, this is not the easiest gig to be in. Let's be realistic. And you look at it and you go, okay, I need to talk to fellow people that do the kind of work that I do to have a better understanding. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to go and all this other stuff. So I will tell you, you know, it's not new per se, but pretty recently, OSHA has been making a big push for something that they're calling OSHA Quick Takes. Yeah, listen to what that says, Quick Takes. And it's OSHA Quick Takes, English and Spanish. And what has occurred is that OSHA has started sending out, we'll call it a newsletter, just to kind of give it some aspect here. And in this newsletter, they give you information that it's information that's going on within OSHA. And it's normally done on a weekly basis is how it comes about. So I don't know where you gather information or even share some of this information in regards of how you go forward and move some of this stuff. Now, keep in mind that when I normally talk about OSHA, I normally tell people the following information. OSHA guidelines is normally what people would consider bare minimum. And I don't mean that in a bad or insulting way. I mean it from the standpoint of this is the bare minimum of what the requirements are. So look at it from the standpoint of this is information that you can get, and then look at some of the standards on what's out there, and then you kind of work around them, if that makes sense for you. So, like, right now, I'm taking a look at this new report from OSHA. Let me see if I can actually pull one up, because maybe that will be the better gig here. So if I take a look at some of the report stuff from OSHA itself, there's some information on there that when you start looking, I mean, there's a plethora of things. It's not like it's just one of those things where you would go, oh, this thing kind of sucks, because it's not. I mean, it's relatively good for what it is. And think about it, that all you have to do is go online and sign up for the information, and it's amazing on what is there. So let me do some thing or ingers here, because I think that's going to be important. So let me flip some screens. And if you're hanging out with me on the video sequencing aspect, you'll get to see some of this stuff. If you're not on the visual sequencing, that's fine, because remember, we're mostly a radio station that does other stuff as well. So that is some things to think about as we are going. So if you take a look right here, you will see information that is readily available to you that you can take a look at in real time. So, like right here, fatalities investigated by federal OSHA. If you take a look at fiscal year 22, there was 954 non-COVID fatalities. Or excuse me, yeah, not 954. There was 110, equating to 1,064. If you look at fiscal year 23, there was 926 non-COVID fatalities, with two being COVID-related. And so far for this year, preliminary is 826, nothing related to COVID, just mostly related to everything else. So if you take a look at it, there's information, you know, preventing workplace violence and all of this other stuff, how you can make a difference, some photo contests and so on. So if you are looking for this information, you can go to the OSHA website and sign up for their quick takes. It is called quick. I'm going to end up calling this the wrong thing. Quick takes. So if you don't know where to start with some of your OSHA stuff, this would probably be a very good place to start. So some things to think about today in that particular regards, because listen, when we all started off in this industry, we didn't know exactly where to go. We had some general ideas on things that needed to be done, but we had no clue of, hey, this is the best place to go or not to go. So if you're looking for information and you're looking what to do next, OSHA Quick Takes will take you there in regards to that. And believe me, this is not anything sponsored, but I looked at it from the standpoint of, I remember when I was going through all of this stuff and didn't know where to find anything, I always was like, what if somebody could probably tell me some of these things? It would be much appreciated. So there you go. Some OSHA quick takes in regards of some information to take a look at. That's for sure. Might help you if you give it some thought process. That's for sure.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks put a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around,
They help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HometitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HometitleLock.com.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
The line on for you now for almost 10 years.
Okay, here we are, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. This is still the Rated R Safety Show. You're taking a little listen to Monica Moser with her song titled Headlines. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Like to thank Monica Moser for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Yeah, always a good time as we get to play some new musica your general direction. So there you go. Let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that we have going on this morning, no doubt there. So as I take a look around, I want to tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. Go all the way to the far right-hand side of the screen and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see some information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few things. I mean, just to name just a little bit of what's on that website. And once you click on it, a whole plethora of things come about in regards of giving you information on what's exactly there. So TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Yep. I will look at it from the standpoint of that if you go there, that website can and will change your life in regards of the information that's readily available for you. No doubt about that. Okay, so let's talk about this. Do you LOL? Of course you do. Everyone uses abbreviation when texting, but should we? Apparently not. According to a new study, research published in the American Psychology Association concluded that if you want to sound more honest and receive more responses to your texts that you send, you should actually spell out the words rather than abbreviate them. The researchers carried out the analysis of reply to Discord group chat users, the Tinder users' conversation histories across 37 countries, although they expected that texters would appreciate abbreviations because it would convey a sense of closeness. They found that those who used them were seen as putting in less effort and therefore were seen as less sincere. Texters were found that they received shorter and fewer responses, were less likely to receive a reply, and received contact info less often. On perhaps surprisingly, while younger generations tend to use more text abbreviations, they still weren't happy about receiving them. So basically stop LOLing and they won't stop TTYL? And don't you hate when people start making up their own abbreviations? Like, how was I supposed to know that PPUSLD means please pick up the lasagna, dear? I mean, seriously, like who was going to know that stuff?
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
It's just a question, man. Don't get mad at me. It's just one of those things. Let's talk about Did You Know real quick. It may not be robots, but while we rule the Earth, when humanity goes extinct, we still, rule the world. But experts say that octopus are most likely the creatures that will take over the world, thanks for their marine animal intelligence and adaptability. University of Oxford professor Tim Coulson said that the octopus is one of the most resourceful creatures on the planet, making them more likely to overrun Earth like animals like birds and other insects, which means while their intellect, lack of fine motor skills needed to construct a civilization. I vote that we let them take over now, and let's see if they can do a better job running the place than we are. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, because I don't know. It seems like every election season, when people start talking, it's like some impending doom. So if the octopus all of a sudden came out and said, hey, we can take care of some stuff, maybe people would be happy and go, oh, yeah, maybe we can just let that happen. Okay, maybe that's a little bit much, but you get the point. I mean, I think you get the point.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Entertaining, I'm not sure. Something else, maybe so. Who knows? Anyways, with that being said, we have some John Smalls in our life waiting for us to tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute. So let's do that.
The Motivation Minute is brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Paul. Sir Winston Churchill said, "Many forms of government have been tried in this world of sin and woe. No one pretends democracy is perfect or all-wise. Indeed, it has been said that democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those others that have been tried from time to time." What a great quote. I have more, like, "Socialism is a philosophy of failure and creative ignorance and the gospel of envy." Churchill also said, "A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on." I like that one too. I have a whole page of quotes from Sir Winston Churchill shared with me. I'm going to have a few more to add this week. I love the humor and wit of Sir Winston Churchill.
Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. 1 Samuel 18:4 says, "Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic, even his sword, his bow, and his belt." When Jonathan gave David his weapons, he made himself vulnerable. He was at David's mercy. He had no way to defend himself. So it is in a true friendship. When we share our deepest self with our friend, we are giving him weapons he can use to destroy us. It is the ultimate act of trust, and it is what distinguishes the truly great friendships from those that are just average. Lord Jesus, make me the kind of friend who is always loyal. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Duh.
With streams so crisp that you can feel the sarcasm in your ear holes. Radio Big.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. A Hong Kong court has sentenced 45 former politicians and pro-democracy activists in a mass subversion trial. Three judges handed down jail terms of up to 10 years in Hong Kong's largest national security case. Laura Westbrook reports from the court.
Many have spent the past 3 years behind bars. They planned an unofficial primary in July 2020 to pick candidates for the election scheduled in September that year. They were accused of trying to paralyze the government and force then-leader Carrie Lam to resign by seizing a majority in the Legislative Council and using it to block government budgets. The judges had ruled that the scheme would have created a constitutional crisis if it had been carried out. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
The Russia-Ukraine conflict is into its 1,000th day. Moscow is warning the use of U.S. long-range missiles by Kyiv would force what it calls an appropriate and tangible response. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged $4 billion for the world's poorest countries. The announcement came after Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva launched a global alliance to fight hunger and poverty at the G20 meeting of the world's leading economies in Rio de Janeiro, from where Kate Fisher reports.
Joe Biden's pledge of $4 billion to help fight global hunger, supporting the Brazilian leader's new global alliance that he's launched as part of his country's presidency of the G20. But there was less consensus among members over other issues like climate finance and Russia's war in Ukraine. And overshadowing all of this is the specter of the new US President Donald Trump. None of these countries are quite sure what will happen once he takes office again in January.
Thousands of farmers are descending on London to protest against the government's changes to tax rules for farms. Farmers say more will have to pay inheritance tax and that many UK family farms may not survive. The government insists the vast majority of farmers won't be affected and says it isn't backing down. Farmer Harry Middleditch says that's wrong.
It's going to affect us all. That's one of the sides that's angered the industry, where Treasury has got the figures totally wrong. We need to stand united together. And it's not just purely on my behalf that why I'm going, because of the budget. The budget for me was the last nail in the coffin. It's just an ongoing side of it, and we're just being squeezed by the supermarkets even harder.
Government Minister Dame Diana Johnson's playing down fears of food shortages while pointing to contingency plans if needed.
Those plans are there. They are worked on constantly. National security is obviously one of the most important things that any government has to be prepared for. And those contingency measures, if needed, are there.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Radio Big.
Okay, there you go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's talk real quick about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2003, Santa Barbara County Police issue an arrest warrant for Michael Jackson. It is followed by an accusation of child molestation against the pop icon, who is increasingly becoming more public freak show in the tabloids. His image wasn't helped by an interview featured the conducted by Martin Bashir, whose crew had unprecedented and tremendous access to Jackson and his family. Jackson's admission on camera to sleeping in bed with other children triggered the investigation into illicit behavior. In the early 2005, his case would go on trial and Jackson would be acquitted. Following the trial, Jackson and his family would relocate, only to return in 2006. Jackson would later die in 2009 due to acute protofol intoxication at his home in Los Angeles. This happened back on this date in 2003. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about some of them. Patrick Kane turns 36, Adam Driver 41, Jack Dorsey turns 48, Buckshot turns 50, Jodie Foster 62, Meg Ryan 63, Allison Janney turns 65, and Calvin Klein turns 82 today. If you're looking at some birthdays that are going on, that is for sure. If you need a random joke for today, I am sure that I have one of those for you. We're officially declaring today the day when lazy among us can cross, take down the Christmas lights off their to-do list and plug it into the Christmas lights. So there you go. Yep, there you go. Also, what else? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Name a product or service that you would love so much you'd happily be its spokesperson. I don't think there's a spokesperson for the one that came to mind. Just saying. If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 1 in 10 people between the ages of 20 and 40 are afraid to do this. What is it? Talk on the phone. Yep. Talk on the phone is that number. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together today. Well, meaning for this show. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to radiobig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, you're more than welcome on doing so. If you don't, that's fine as well. You can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus, where he will be talking about the world of safety consulting. So some options there available for you, depending on what you want to do. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyways, with that being said, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. When you focus on the good gets better. Think about that. It'll take you places that you did not expect. That is for sure. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.